$150 for them to cut up the cake. Frankly, I'd be having the cake at home if that was me. All right, Sunday driving. Put the thought out to you. Now I have got our intrepid traveller, Mr. Christopher Parry, travel blogger extraordinaire online. Christopher, it's Sunday afternoon. Have you indeed been for a Sunday drive today?
No, but I've been for a good Sunday walk.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm not bad. We went over to Rottnest this weekend for the Carnivale. Good. That was good fun.
Fantastic. Look, I know. Yeah, I think you and I would have to be the king and queen of the Segway. So I don't want to get too off topic, but this whole thing about cakeage, I think I've got one to beat that.
Go for it.
Last weekend, I got maple-age.
What is that?
The maple syrup for the pancakes that my little boy Tom wanted a bit of extra maple syrup put on his pancakes because they were too dry, ended up on the invoice an extra 50 cents.
No. Are you naming and shaming or you just don't want to go there?
I'm not going to name and shame, but I thought it was an absolute disgrace.
So did you raise it with them?
I did raise maple-age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did raise maple-age and it didn't go down too well.
Oh, come on. Join us. If you're out there listening and you think you've been charged for something when you're out at a restaurant, you think that was bloody unreasonable, to put it frankly. Yeah. Give us a call, 922.
I'll tell you what, it did almost change me from being a bit of a travel writer to being a foodie writer.
A food critic, specifically.
That's how serious I took the issue. Maple-age. Absolute disgrace.
What is that? That's correct. Oh, okay. Take us for a ride. Take us on one of your favourite Sunday drives around Perth.
All right. Look, I think that we all have a bit of a love-hate, probably more on the hate side, relationship with the freeway. But I think that there's an opportunity to actually, look for something new close to home. And I recently spent a bit of time travelling along the Mitchell Freeway and also the Kwinana Freeway. So started some travels with the Joondalup Resort in the north and then ended the travels down near the Pinjarra Road exit around Gwananup Pool and Gogrup Lake and Black Lake in the south. So, wow. And we covered everything in between.
How long did that take you, that drive?
Oh, that was over, I think I did it over a few days.
That's a big Sunday drive.
It was done over a long weekend. Yeah, so you've got to take your pick with what you want to go to.
All right.
So, I mean, there's pristine wildlife, there's wetlands, there's resorts, there's museums, there's coffee strips, there's even our wonderful Parliament House.
That's fair, actually. I had not thought of that. So when you make up your list for your Sunday drive, would you be advising people just to look for two or three things in a short period? Or is it the drive for you, or is it the destinations along the way?
Look, it's the whole thing. The drive is part of it with the Sunday drive.
Yeah.
And obviously the weather plays a large part in that. I wouldn't recommend going down to the Spectacles wetland area, if it's pouring with rain.
Where is the Spectacles
wetland area.
Yeah.
That's just off the Anchortel Road exit.
And what is it?
So Anchortel Road is just slightly to the north of Kwinana. So the next stop is Thomas Road, which you would get off if you were going to Kwinana or Rockingham.
Yeah.
So it's part of the Belia Regional Park.
Yeah.
And has lots of Banksia woodlands, and volunteers there have built one of those lovely wooden elevated platforms to walk around. And they have lots of volunteers that do weed management down there and rehabilitation. And it's called the Spectacles because from the air, the two lakes look like a pair of spectacles joined up by a drain.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we've got the Spectacles. What else is the highlight?
What about Parliament House?
Okay. Yep.
So that's almost slap bang in between. So, in fact, the Narrows Bridge is really where the Mitchell Freeway starts and ends, and obviously where the Kwinana Freeway starts and ends. But Parliament House itself, I find really interesting because the bit that we look at when you go down the freeway is actually the most boring bit. That eastern facade, and that was built in the 1960s, but it's the western side of the building on Harvest Terrace that's just beautiful. The original front of Parliament House, and it has a certain grace about it, and a formality and distinction, and we don't see enough of it. And it has beautiful gardens out the front of it as well, beautifully maintained. And just down from Parliament House, if you know where Jacob's Ladder is, so which is just around the corner from there, and if you go down the bottom of Jacob's Ladder and cross Mounts Bay Road, you've got the most amazing park nestled up against the freeway called John Oldham Park. And there's enough vegetation in there that the noise of the traffic is deadened. There's probably the longest playground slide, certainly in Perth, over 20 metres long, beautiful slide for the kids. And there's waterfalls and little lakes and lots of birds. Just an amazing walk to go from Parliament House, take in a bit of the history, walk down Jacob's Ladder because you don't want to walk up it, and then go across to John Oldham Park.
How do you get back? You got to walk up it to get back.
Yeah,
don't
I
you?
Know. Okay, but, yeah.
Which is okay because that sets you up for the next part of your journey too.
Well, we would go further south from there, and I reckon it's probably just about time for a really good lunch and going over to the pagoda. The amazing pagoda, what used to be the ballroom, which is now a restaurant, which is as close as we get to the Raffles in Singapore. It's really? Got a wonderful feel about it, and there's always a pianist tinkling away on the ivory. They do a wonderful high tea. You're looking out over the river. A wonderful, wonderful place to have a Sunday lunch. And then you can resume your... In fact, before getting back in the car, I reckon you just go for a walk because there's a beautiful little jetty that sticks out there. There's a crossover bridge over the freeway just up from the pagoda, and there's a great little jetty, the Como Jetty. And jetties are probably... I reckon they're my favourite structures in life. There's always life, whether it's the people walking along on top doing different things or what you can see underneath. There's always an old jellyfish or a starfish or a couple of blowies circling the pylons.
Yeah, the kids love a jetty, don't they?
Yeah, and a pelican sitting on a light pole, which for that area, it's amazing when you drive down that part of the freeway. Those light poles seem to have some colony of pelicans that are always sitting on top of those lights. So I sometimes think they're having a bit of a poo competition to see how many cars they can hit.
Have you ever had your car hit by a dove?
I've had the windscreen completely covered.
Really?
Yeah. Have we got time to go somewhere else?
Go one more destination. Take us to one more place.
Let's go to the Aviation Heritage Museum. So that's just down off the Leach Highway exit. So less than a minute's drive from the off-ramp, probably 30 seconds. So we've got a Spitfire out the front, Lancaster bombers inside. There's CSIRO rockets that are aimed at the moon, Canberra bombers, and the volunteers in there have actually got a Merlin engine, the sort of engine that was in the Spitfire, and I'll start that up for you as long as you're wearing ear protection. So that's a fantastic stop as well,
Just off the freeway. So where do you find all these things, Christopher?
You have to get out and explore.
Yeah. But where have you found them? Where have you found all this information? Have you just Googled up the...
I don't like to do that. I think some of these destinations have come about from wanting to revisit childhood and also conversations with friends about what they do as well, you know, just finding out what's out there. Or sometimes just taking an off-ramp, you know, realising that you're not going to be late getting to your destination and just getting off and actually having an explore.
Sounds like a nice thing to do on a weekend, Christopher.
Yeah, whether it's sunny or rainy, there's always something to do.
Indeed. Christopher Parry, travel blogger extraordinaire, thanks for joining us.
No worries. See you later. And watch out for that maple edge.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's terrible, isn't it? Absolutely ludicrous.